Even though we've all faced difficulties in our lives, tragedies that we wouldn't have wished on our worst enemy, I think it's fair to say for most of us, we wouldn't swap our life for anything. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Now, I know that some days we can wish we'd never been born. I've been there too. But standing back from it all, there's a real richness to life, even through our adversity. And in the good times, there's so much more to look forward to. I remember a few years back, just before my wife and I headed off on an overseas holiday that we'd been saving for years, thinking to myself, yeah, I hope the Lord doesn't decide to return until after we come back. I chuckle just at the thought of that, but you get my drift. Now, take that one step further, and there's a big risk that we end up clinging to life on this earth. That we value our own life above all, even though we know for certain that one day it'll come to an end. And that affects the way we live. It causes us to live our lives principally for ourselves. A selfishness creeps in that's not only unhealthy, but whenever we put anything ahead of God, even if it's our own lives, well, He has a name for that. He calls it idolatry. So just in case you've slipped into that mindset, and it's all too easy to do, here's a wake-up call. Romans chapter 14, verse 8. If we live, we are living for the Lord, and if we die, we are dying for the Lord. So living or dying, we belong to the Lord. Live your life for Christ, not for yourself. That's God's word, fresh for you today. What a thing to do, to live your life first and foremost for Christ. There is such freedom, such a richness in that. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's Word.